Welcome to Digimasters Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. In a recent development, GitHub's AI-driven coding assistant, Copilot, has emerged as a pivotal tool for developers, boosting efficiency with its predictive coding capabilities. Initially previewed by software developer Nikolai Avtaniev in 2021, Copilot shows the extended potential of artificial intelligence in the programming sector. Even though Copilot, developed jointly by GitHub and OpenAI, occasionally makes errors, its proficiency in completing lines of code with minimal input has surprised many in the industry. With just a simple tab key prompt, the AI is able to fill in the gaps, demonstrating a significant advancement in coding technology. Copilot is not only streamlining the coding process, but also ensuring GitHub maintains its competitive advantage over tech giants like Amazon and Google. As AI continues to integrate into various facets of technology, tools like Copilot are revolutionizing traditional methodologies and setting new industry benchmarks. This innovation is not only a boon for the developers in terms of time saving, but also signifies a leap in the automation of complex tasks.
Grammarly has recently introduced strategic suggestions to its program, but this new feature may put students at risk of academic penalties as universities grapple with defining the line between aid and cheating. A University of North Georgia student, Marley Stevens, found herself on academic probation and received a zero for an assignment after using Grammarly, raising questions about the program's implications in academia. With over 3,000 educational institutions incorporating Grammarly for student use, the case emphasizes the inconsistencies in academic policies regarding AI tools across different schools and courses. Comparisons are drawn to past concerns over calculator use in classrooms, highlighting how assistive technology historically does not replace fundamental learning, but rather augments it. The expanding capabilities of Grammarly, now edging into more generative functions like those of ChatGPT, could further complicate its acceptance in educational settings. As the debate over AI and academic integrity continues, the pressing issue remains: where should the line be drawn for tools like Grammarly in education? And how can they be used without compromising students' learning experiences? The resolution of this ethical dilemma could have significant implications for both the future of AI in education and the integrity of students' work. Honda is developing an innovative solution, the Honda Scenic Audio Project, to enhance the driving experience for the blind and visually impaired. The app utilizes artificial intelligence and a variety of datasets to provide real-time descriptions of the scenery outside car windows, akin to a visual tour tailored for those who can't see it. Honda has collaborated with experts, including the Perkins School for the Blind's How Innovation Center, to ensure the app's descriptions are engaging and accurate. Dr. Josh Loebner played a key role in conceptualizing the Scenic Audio app, focusing on integrating the perspective of visually impaired passengers into the storytelling mechanism. The app is still in its testing phase, with feedback being actively encouraged from organizations like the Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind. Honda's marketing senior manager, Bill Hruska, outlines the magnitude of the project, aiming to scale visual descriptions to cover over 4 million miles of US roads. By harnessing technologies like computer vision and AI-generated text, Honda is pushing the boundaries to make travel more inclusive.
NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang captivated the tech and healthcare sectors with groundbreaking announcements at the 2024 GTC AI conference, signifying a major shift in medical technology. Innovations introduced include advanced generative AI agents set to outperform human nurses in various tasks, enhancing efficiency and reducing costs significantly. These AI nurse bots, reportedly more effective and accurate than human nurses in medication management and diagnosing toxicity, could be hired at a fraction of the cost. This transformative technology is advancing exponentially, with estimations suggesting that AI capabilities could be 32 times more potent in just 5 years. Experts struggle to comprehend the full implications of this growth, which mirrors the unexpectedly rapid adoption of smartphones, hinting at a near future where AI seamlessly integrates into healthcare. Generative AI, with its expanding database from diverse, real-time global health information, is poised to surpass earlier AI attempts like IBM's Watson, with companies like NVIDIA leading the charge and preparing for upcoming regulatory challenges. This rapid evolution of AI points to a future where accessing medical advice could be as ubiquitous and integral as smartphones in everyday life. In a significant move towards AI-integrated peripherals, Logitech has announced the Logi AI Prompt Builder, adding a dedicated button to keyboards and mice for summoning ChatGPT. This tool isn't just a chatbot activator. It provides users with preset commands or recipes to streamline interactions, such as rephrasing text or summarizing content. However, compatibility is limited, requiring not just any Logitech device, but one that comes bundled with the company's Logi options plus software. And older models like the reporter's personal Logitech M557 from 2022 are excluded. One specific product, an AI edition of the M750 mouse, will come with a dedicated teal-colored AI button, retailing in the US and UK for $49.99 and £54.99 respectively. At this point, the prompt builder is exclusive to ChatGPT and operates solely in English, though Logitech has plans to expand its compatibility with other chatbots. Critics suggest that innovations like these may be a strategy by Logitech to drive sales of their own products, hinting at a future where AI-dedicated buttons could become a standard feature, but leaving users to ponder which buttons they'll prefer for their AI interactions.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.